Fresh Takes.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up. In today's episode, we're with Don, it's me, Mario Johnson, here to talk the Acolyte Season 1, the first half of Season 1. And guys, I apologize early on, because the first, like, 10, 20, maybe even 30 minutes, we kind of dig into the show a little bit. And it's not because we don't love Star Wars, it's not because we don't want to love it, but if we generally don't like something, we will talk about it. But we will also talk about the mysteries of the show, who we think the villain is, what we think is going to happen for the rest of Season 1. So we do talk about that. So yeah, stay tuned. Cue the music. It is time to talk the Acolyte. We have Don Johnson, our Star Wars guy.
Mario! Back at it.
I love how it's always the thing. I never call you, it's me and Mario. It's just you interject.
I know, because you always say my name.
Don, it's a me and Mario Johnson.
There we go. That's what we need.
Don, Star Wars guy Johnson.
Yep.
John kind of looks like Ben Shapiro Johnson.
You call me Quiet Jean.
if you're gonna be Ben Shapiro, you should just completely rip how woke the show went.
Oh, should I?
No, don't. No, do that.
I don't think it's as bad as people say it is. But
no, let's start there. Let's start there with, because there's a lot of hate going on the internet, and I'm in the middle. I don't know if you've seen all my TikToks talking about it. That's where, like, I've been kind of winning, like, going ham on the Acolyte.
It's hard. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say because, like, as far as the woke goes, like, man, I don't really care about that.
Same. My first TikTok that I did on this was, I was just frustrated because, like, I was kind of hyping it up a little bit. I'm like, okay, it's a new era. The showrunner is a little bit more experienced. There's a lot of praise, like, at least internally.
You know, you're thinking, okay.
Yeah, huge budget, different era. You know, like, this is a chance for just a solid, good story. And then, like, you hear the rumors and the rumblings that, like, oh, it's not a Star Wars show. And I'm like, the first thing I think of is
Andor. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, you're thinking it's Andor. You watch the first two episodes, it's just like, why does this remind me of Obi-Wan?
Yeah. Oh my, like, God. Obi-Wan is a great example. The 10-year-old kid, you're like, oh, dude. Who did they get for actors? What happened? Who are missing these folks?
I don't even blame the girl who played Layla there. I just blame the directing. They're like, cut. It's good. It's a chase scene. It's like,
absolutely. What?
No, this is like the worst chase scene ever. But yeah, the Acolyte, I was just frustrated because, like, it's just a generically written show.
It's almost too much mouth feeding right off the rip. I was like, wow.
What do you mean by mouth feeding?
You could have played that a little longer. I mean, you learned in the first episode. Twin. What the?
Oh, yeah. Like,
you could have easily just played something really tropey, huge to that, and could have made something super mysterious, and all of a sudden you find out, like, at the end of the season. That would have been way more epic. Just slowly burn.
Yeah, or if, like, it's the same actress, but it's, like, completely different hairstyles, and you don't understand what's going on.
Same actress thing, too. Like, that's not
going to... Yeah. Like, they have, like, this mystery, but it's not, like... Like, the parts that you think would be interesting, they revealed it right away, but there's the other mystery, but, like, it feels like people don't care. And I have a bunch of questions regarding the mysteries, but I'm like, it's hard to care about it.
I mean, the worst part is, like, the movie poster had the Jedi that a lot of people were excited about. The other girl.
Yeah, Soul, right?
And she's gone in 30 seconds. And you're like, what the fuck? Damn it.
But I don't want to hate on it too much. This is just kind of an example. My first, I watched the first two episodes and I'm just like, It's not great. It's definitely not Andor. It's not Mandalorian season one, season two. I'm like, it's solid. And then,
I was gonna say, yeah. I don't think it's absolutely like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it's not horrible. Well, like,
my second podcast or my second TikTok, I keep calling them podcasts. My second TikTok, I just see all this hate, especially after episode three. There was a lot of hate for Acolyte. They're like, oh, it ruins Star Wars. Oh, it's so bad. Star Wars is done. And I'm like, it's not there.
It's not trash. Not that bad.
Is it woke? I don't even think it's like woke. I don't even think like one. I'm not like the biggest on like.
It makes a lot of sense. We're in a whole different universe. Like, why wouldn't that make sense to me? That's why I don't think it's like, yeah, it's Star Wars. Makes sense.
Like, I remember when the first casting they showed off like OSHA and May, and they're like, oh, that's not realistic to Star Wars. I'm like, the fuck it is. Like,
yeah, the people it's that Star say Wars. Like that, there's no difference.
Like, you have it's aliens cool of oh, like God. If anyone put like a weird alien in front of you and be like. Someone's Star not gonna Wars. Be like, oh, that's not realistic.
It's
like
Star Wars, or you're in Star Trek.
Star Wars. Yeah. it's Star Wars. Like, oh no, it's a black person on screen. They're the main character. Like, I don't know. I don't get too much into it. I try not to. Like the show is mostly supposed to be focused on like the nerd aspect of it. But between the boys and the Acolyte, politics get like just shoved in. And it like becomes part of the narrative when you talk about like the Acolyte and the boys.
Yep.
And I don't like it's weird because I'm like weirdly defending the show, but I'm also like criticizing the show. The show isn't. Well, it's not great because it's the wokeness. It's not great because it's just not written well.
Yeah, I think that's where both you and I think we're not necessarily. I don't think we curve majorly actually to one side or the other like we might think. We're pretty good at, in the center of knowing what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah,
and I think that's the difference when you just look at something critically in a standpoint. You're like, yeah, but the writing, the way they put it in there, when the writing comes in, it's like how you write it in, how you write the story around what you're trying to do. Like it's just not done, you know, to an execution standard that makes you feel real, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can I dive into this? And I for those who are enjoying the Acolyte, I apologize that we're not just getting into the story right away. Because like from my perspective, like the story is just so blah that it's hard to like talk about the story itself. Like the story's not that interesting. I am not like that engaged with the
whole. Yeah, I'm not bought into the story. That's my struggle with the series. It's like, I don't have the
I don't have the
story.
We'll get into there, but I feel like this is important first. I feel like this where they failed, I think from the start, is they just assume that we're going to get bought in. They assume that this is something that Star Wars fans was going to get buy into immediately. And so when they introduced us to May, and I will say the first like scene with May and the fighting and her taking out, dude, like, who is it? Master and Dara. I'm like, I have the thing up. Because I barely remember the characters' names at this point. The fighting, it's like the first scene, I was kind of like bought in because I was like, this is dope.
I was like, bought in until the way they ended that scene, and I was like, that didn't make any fucking sense. What the hell?
and then after that, it was just like plot, 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 plot. Yeah. Here's these characters, here's this. And it's like, if you would have just took the first episode, go really slow in introducing the Jedi Temple, and just like the nature of this time period. Like, show us the good things about the Jedi. Show us
of this lady, or even a little bit, because you kind of already just said what the motivations were right away.
Well, I don't think
you built that, and the Jedi thing was the end.
I think it'd be cooler if we didn't even show May at this point. Like, is she the main? Like, she's one of the main characters, but it doesn't work to your benefit to really show out her story. And I think just this. They struggle to really set us into this time period. Like, we have a whole new time period of Star Wars. Showcase it. Showcase it. Let us get to know the period a little bit. The good, the bad.
Like, it's world building. Season one is a world build. And they just didn't do it. They're like,
no. They're just like, you're going to care.
What's that?
Star Wars. You're going to care? We're just going into this plot. And it's like, the plot's not even that
good. The first 2 minutes of the series, though. I was watching this, so I was like, oh, damn, this is going to be a great show. And then the way they ended that first scene, I was like,
what?
God damn it. How? So she predicted every single move, everything, well before it happens. And then she doesn't predict that? That's the like the most obvious thing everyone saw coming. Like, nope, didn't predict that one. Like,
yeah,
that was me the first scene. I was like, damn it.
Even the whole OSHA thing, like, it was hard to buy in the OSHA because it's like, hey, it, like, here's the other character. It looks exactly like May. Like, not just like one, they're twins. They're supposed to look identical, but they don't just look identical. They look like their hairstyle's the same.
That's mannerisms. The same exact actor, and they didn't change a thing.
Which is like fun. They could do the same actress, right? The the same actor. That's fine. I just, unless there's like a very intentional purpose of hairstyle, they should have changed the hairstyle. They should have changed it.
Hairstyle, color, you know, something different.
Yeah. Without and it. Like,
that was it.
They introduced OSHA and I'm like, is this May? Why does this seem like, is this the character we just thought? Like, I spent the first, like, how many minutes trying to like rediscover this person, and OSHA just isn't that interesting.
Oh no, she's very boring.
I don't know her.
She's a very good actress. She's very dull.
I don't actually mind who's the actress. I forget her.
OSHA. You're right, because I think May does pretty well. OSHA, on the other hand, she's very OSHA side. Because I just really good at May. Just
Amanda Stenberg. She played
OSHA and May. Yeah.
Who'd she play? She played Rue in Hunger Games.
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't know. She played a really good May, but OSHA, man, I just couldn't get bought into OSHA at all.
I don't even think it's her. I think it's just like, it's the not really the. Writing? Yeah, like there's no.
Interesting.
There's no like.
Charismatic.
There's no bring you in moment. Like, oh, look, she has a robot. She reminds you of Cal. Like, that's basically what I have. And on the top of the fact that, like, oh, she left the Jedi Order. Like, that's the only thing that's really interesting, but I haven't really been able to buy into her as a character. And she's arguably our protagonist, and our other protagonist is Soul, but I don't really know much about Soul. Like, I don't think... Nothing against it.
Get in the Jedi Temple. That's where you're going to... That's where I go off to the left curve and get even more stressed out.
So... Okay, I have another take. The third episode's my favorite so far. The one that everyone's pissed off about is my favorite episode.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Yeah, the third episode?
Yeah.
I think was their best one they've had so far.
This is the only episode that were like, hey, we're going to take the time and get to know our characters a little bit more. And I'm like, why didn't you just do that in the first place? It doesn't have to be the first episode, but I'm like...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why it makes a lot of people mad, because at this point we're... This is why you start off a show hot.
Yeah.
You start it well, because you do the third episode in, you already have so much disinterest because the story way it's been played out.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you're like, I don't give a shit about the characters. And I think that's what's pissing a lot of people off more. Because you're like, you haven't given me a reason to care.
No, I agree.
You throw it into the third episode, and you're like...
I think that's like the average TV goers are just like, they're frustrated for that. Like me and you, the fans, like the ones who have to think about this more critically, like we care about like the actual story development, like Mandalorian season 3, we were frustrated by because like it wasn't written as well. Still a good show, borderline great. It's just like that season could have been way better written. Yeah.
But episode 3, I actually like the kind of back lore story. Yeah. I mean, other than the lore being questionable.
Yeah.
But I mean, the story itself was good. I like that.
I just like the fact that they focused. Like, I got to know a little bit more about OSHA. I got to know a little bit more about May. How OSHA is just kind of like this, you know, more morally... good, like she's more like more of a morally good person who wants to do good things, who wants to experience more of the world, isn't really bought into this cult. And then you have the flip side in the twin, who's just like more sadistic, she's more evil. You get to see that, you see that side of May, and you get to see kind of like this witch cult, which is, at least in my perspective, believable in Star Wars? Because this isn't our first like all female witch cult that we've seen. This is second one.
Not the first witch cult. Yep, this is the second one now.
And they're like,
that they can make people a Jedi out of a thing. Yeah, that's kind of weird, but or a Force user, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, but like, it's believable though.
Yeah, it is believable.
Like, it's I'm not like, oh no, that's not Star Wars. I'm like, oh, how did they do that? I'm curious.
Magical.
Like what? Like, if there's more to the story, if they're going to actually show more. And I really liked episode 3. Like, I was more bought in. I'm like, you know what? If you can give me more of these episodes, like, from a writing standpoint, from a fan standpoint, I am in. You're creating more lore. Obviously, you have people who are upset because, you know, like, oh, they're doing Anakin again. They're ruining Anakin. Like, no, they're not. If somebody can be, like, conceived through the Force once, they can do it twice. And it's not a bad thing if a witch cult group made twins. Like, it's not, I don't know, like, it's not something that's like, oh, they can't do that. Like, it's Star Wars, it's sci-fi, they can do pretty much really anything.
Yeah, really want. It's a different universe. Yeah, I actually like episode 3 the best out of all of them so far too, so I agree with you on that one. And very well,
yeah. And it's not, it has nothing to do with like the wokeness. I like it simply because it focuses on the characters. And then we get to episode 4 where it's plots again. And confusing plot.
And don't get me started about this plot.
Okay. We have to. We have to actually get into the story. So I'm gonna just recap the first 4 episodes. So the first episode is we get to see Mei going after one of the Jedi's. We kind of get to see the story that like this mystery of, hey, the Jedi are dying. We know who's killing them. And then you see Osha escape from her prison. You see the Jedi going after Osha because they think it's Osha killing them, not Mei. And Osha's like, it's this vision that Mei is still alive. And
as she crash lands onto another planet.
Yeah, she meets Soul and she convinces Soul that it's Mei. Yeah. And then the second one is they're trying to essentially capture Mei on the planet through, I'm like blinking, like it was, I forget where it was, with Kamir, right? Like she was having a meetup with Kamir, so the
Kamir
whole episode
get poisoned to kill the Jedi.
Yep. So the whole purpose of that episode was to essentially get Mei and confirm that, hey, there's two twins and they're going to try to capture Mei. Third episode being the flashback episode where they show that Mei and Osha were born into this cult. They were born via the Force, and one is good, one is bad. The Jedi showed up to test both the twins. Osha is very much into it. Mei is absolutely not into it. They find that they both have the Force. Osha decides to leave. The witch cult kind of, they go back and forth, but they end up letting her leave. Mei seemingly, but probably not, but seemingly kills everybody. And then as Osha tries to save Mei in the jump over, like, Mei dies. Dies.
I think that she dies. Yeah. Fire everywhere. Takes everybody.
Yeah. Over. And then the fourth episode is Mei realizing that Osha's alive, is having that inner talk to get captured by the Jedi for reasons that are unexplained, but she's trying to kill the Wookiee Jedi. Osha and the Jedi are trying to catch her Mei. They realize that the Wookiee Jedi is dead, and the apprentice shows up and leaves with that cliffhanger. And that's the story.
Yep.
Am I missing something? I only watched it once so far.
You see, you see some of the old Senate there too, and then the old Jedi Council, which is also quite odd that they chose one of the oddest characters ever to be on the Jedi Council, and they didn't like. I mean, that's cool.
I forget, was Yoda part of the Council?
Yeah,
Yoda was there. What okay. Yoda makes sense.
What the fuck is everybody else?
Well, it's 100 years. Yoda's the only one that lives that long.
800. Well, Jedi, don't they live like 150, 170, something like that?
Jedi?
Yeah.
No, I think human Jedi have like a set span of life. I think it's just based on your species. Yoda lives for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
I know there was some, like,
why was the old guy? Why was that guy there?
I assume that species is older.
They wanted some sort of connection between the councils or some shit. Then you don't fucking choose that guy.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's not the part that also stressful in that episode. The Wookiee. A Wookiee Jedi. We all know how powerful Wookiee are. Just be Wookiee.
Yeah.
How in the fuck?
All right. So let's.
Wookiee Jedi? No. That's OP as shit. How'd he die?
It is.
And of course, they kill him off screen too. So, like, oh yeah, that's.
Off screen death. I think, pitch to you one time, like a Sith show with a Sith Wookiee? I feel like I pitched it before.
Yeah, you pitched it before. That'd be like super.
I completely forget, but I'm like, oh, it'd be cool if there was a, you know.
Wookiee. Can you imagine how powerful that creature being? Oh, he's just dead. And you're like, what?
All right. So.
What? How?
All right. So I have questions.
Oh, we're not going to show it, though. We'll... That's what I thought after that. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Continue on with questions.
Let's get into questions. Let's get into the story a little bit. So episode 3, I think we both agree that's our favorite one so far, ironically. Oh, yeah. How would you rank the rest of the episodes?
Oof. In order from the other ones?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2 would be next.
Yep.
4 than 1, because 1 is supposed to be your buy-in, and they just
That's where I'm at with it too. I'm like debating on
3, 2, 4.
Yeah, that's my ranking. I'm debating on 4 and 2 being flip-flop.
Yeah, I'm saying that too.
They're close enough where I don't think it really matters. I think they're kind of just meh altogether. 1 failed just to get us intrigued. Like, and that's what's so frustrating about it, because I think there's actually a really good show here. Like, I think they have the ingredients to make it a really good show. The cook fucked up the ingredients. You know, they pretty much.
Yeah, they have all the pieces to make something really sweet and epic. And then they just, like, this is the one thing with Star Wars. I think of a lot of recent Star Wars, too. Like, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, man, they just, like, put together a story, right? A whole complete story that, from end to end, you know? I don't know. Maybe that's what I thought.
Or at least, like, with, like, a trilogy, like, have the ending, like, have a good idea where you want it to go.
Yeah. And no more Mary Sue with crap. Make it believable. Make it, you know, can this happen? Like, Star Wars Mary Sue stuff has been going on way too much. Like, if you go to Ahsoka and all of a sudden...
Oh, yeah.
I'm blanking on it.
Sabine
becoming a Jedi. You're like, in the weirdest... freaking moments of her life, and you're like,
speaking of which, Mei died. Why don't they just force push her? There was like two or three different Jedi with the Force there. They just watched her die when they could have just force push her.
Could have.
I thought of that when I was describing it. I'm like, oh, there's a logic gap there.
And that's what stressed me out about the show, though, is the loopholes, especially in the. That's why I put 2, 4 than 1. So 2, I like 2 because I think there's a good story there. And it actually makes sense. Then both meeting up and trying to talk to Qamir. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like his name. I don't remember the names of the characters. That's not good. It's never a good sign. Qamir. I thought that was a kind of a decent story to throw in there. Would make sense with the twins, having someone try to get information back from another person. I kind of like that arc and style. It's just that some of the acting in there was kind of rough. Who is the one guy that's in there? Not Sol. I like Sol. The other guy. The one that has the Padawan.
Is it the dude?
The dude. The other dude. Who's that guy? That guy's acting is god awful.
Is it the guy with like the hair?
Really
good shape. One. Yeah. What is his name?
Dude, that's Sol,
is that your? Is it Yord Fonder? No, that's not it. No, wait, I think it is Yord Fonder.
Yeah, Yord. Yep.
I don't mind Yord. I don't think he's great. I also think Sol, the guy who plays him, Lee Jung Jay, like I'm saying that probably really, really wrong. I think his acting is so really stiff, but then I learned that like he had to learn English for this role, and I'm like, okay, I give him a pass. Like,
yeah,
but like, because I think like his fighting scenes are really, really cool. Like when he's when him and May fought, I'm like, that's dope. But
yeah, those action sequences they have, they're pretty good action sequences.
They are.
And they're like, really exciting.
Like that's like the highlight of the show. Like visually wise, it for the most part looks pretty good. The fighting sequence looks good. I think these next four episodes can be good, especially if they're more action packed. It's just I don't care. I don't care about the characters. It's I want to. Let's do this together, Donald. Let's do this together. Let's try to care and talk about the mystery and the characters.
Yeah.
What is your favorite character so far?
Favorite character so far in the series, the one that they murdered right away. Just kidding. Favorite character.
I'm gonna say
May is going to be my favorite character. Can't really think of too many other than May. I mean, if I had to choose May. A character, I'm gonna choose May.
Yeah, that's the most
well done character.
I think that's my favorite so far too. Like when she's like the opening scene with her with like other characters. Like that's when I'm like, okay, I'm watching. I'm paying attention now. There has to be a twist between May and Osha, right? Like there's something off with these twins.
There has to be. You certainly would hope so.
Like they keep hinting that there's something with these characters, that there's like there's almost like a sense of like one's a false narrator. Like I'm questioning if like these two characters are actually two characters or if one's imagining the other one. But like that doesn't work either.
Yeah, because we have too many scenes together. And those scenes, those are the ones that also stress me out. The two twin scenes. They didn't do a very good job filming any time that they see each other.
Well, like the idea, just like their hair style is the same. I'm like, is this just lazy? Is this just lazy editing, lazy stage production?
Choreography on that one? Yeah.
Is this...
Character-wise, though, Jake, stay focused.
No, hold on. The hairpiece, though, that's what I'm leading to, right? The hairpiece, is it because it's lazy production, or is it because they are the same person?
Just two different sides of the coin?
Yeah. Like, is one, like, a forced projection of the other one? Did Osha die, and May is projecting Osha? I think it's better the other way around. Maybe May did die, but Osha is now projecting May's consciousness.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't want to dive too deep because I'm like, I don't think this, there's something there, but I don't trust these writers to do something that's groundbreaking.
That good?
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool if it was a force projection for a long time. It's just a really strong force projection. See, that would make an epic story, but I just don't have the confidence that they did it based on what I've seen.
I think they can do it. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it is. It's just I don't know.
Like that's pretty cool.
I don't know if they're doing like all the foreshadowing that makes it really cool. Like if they're like, "Aha, she's a force projection this entire time." I feel like there's already a couple scenes that's just like, "Wait a second. How does that work?" You know, like usually you would have like different tips and tricks. I'll have to watch it again just to like
make sure. See.
Yeah. But
there's got to be something. Otherwise, they are just sisters trying to find their love back or something like that. I'm not sure.
Well, even like in episode 3, Destiny, where May's killing everybody, it doesn't make sense because if she killed everybody, why is she mad at the four Jedi there?
Yep.
Also, why would she kill everybody? And the way that they're saying that she killed them is through fire. But if you go through and look at everybody's corpses as they're walking by, they're not burnt. They're dead.
Yeah.
So something killed them. Why is she mad at the four Jedi? And that's another that whole side of the coin, too, is interesting because May is now talking to this Sith like person, this dark side of the Force user. And all we know is a mask. And that mask looks cool. It reminds me of the Xenomorphs from Alien.
Yeah, the mask looks pretty cool. Now, that's the other mystery now. I mean, now, considering where we're at, is who is this mystery red-sworded Jedi? Sorry, red lightsaber Jedi. How dare I call it a sword?
laser sword.
Yeah.
It's been described that way in Star Wars, so it's canon. Luke did it himself.
Yeah, sword. Okay, yeah, good, good. I don't want anybody to get mad. Sword. Lightsaber. The red lightsaber person. So who is that? What's your guess? I gots to know.
I feel like it's Darth Plagueis. Like, I feel like it's just the safest. Because if it's not him, why do we care?
Yep.
Why is it a mystery? Is he a master or apprentice here? And is there a master yet to be revealed?
Well, they haven't been Sith in hundreds of years, so it's hard to tell. So would he be... He'd be an apprentice. He's got to be an apprentice.
He seems like an apprentice.
Yep.
My other question is this even Sith? It seems like it. It appears that it's Sith. But it does not... Like, yeah, what else could it be?
It's one of their moms or something like that, or something like a witch. It's somebody else was... I was talking to someone that's like, her mom or their mom or a witch or something like that. You're like, yeah, right.
That could be.
I can see that, but also I wouldn't care then. It's like, damn it.
Yeah, it would be underwhelming the way it's written. I think that would be a cool twist if you did it well.
Yeah.
I don't hate the storyline where the witches are working with Sith. Or working on resurrecting the Sith. Like, I think that would be a cool storyline. So, putting back, like, their mothers in place of it. It would be interesting. I just don't think...
The mothers of the Sith? Like, you know how cool that would be for a story?
Yeah.
Ah, I would... Pants. Be great. Because that would make sense, too. Like, one of them light, one of them dark. That's how the split happened. This is how it started to diverge 100 years ago. Like, that would be kind of cool, the story.
Or the witch cult itself is just like, hey, we really, really, really are into the balance. You know, like we think there should be always a light and dark. So we're going to make these twins. One's light, one's dark. And we're going to balance them. One's going to be dark side. One is going to be light side. And they're going to be both force users in this regard. And they're going to represent balance. And these two work together to help the world. Like if that was like the case... That would be dope. I think that's a cool storyline that fits the lore of Star Wars. It'd be something different that we haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. Plus, it reminds me of Legends with Jace and I think Jaina. Rey and Ben Solo.
Yep, Rey and Ben. A good little kind of catch-all category. It'd be kind of cool if they did it that way. That's why I'm thinking one of the moms being a fun... You found the dark mom, and there's a light mom somewhere. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, and I think they... That's in place here. It might be part of the story. If it is, though, they're not doing a good job. They're not building it well, if that's the case.
Not selling it very well,
I don't think they're building it well in general, whatever the mystery is, but there is something. Like, how underwhelming would it be if they're just like, yep, these are two twins. There's nothing really special with them, and they are definitely both alive and normal.
Like, nice. Yeah, there's definitely something building. It's buying into the build. That's where I'm struggling right now. Like, I'm still, of course, I'm a dead Star Wars fan, so I'll watch it all the way through.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just waiting for that. Like,
so, why without a weapon? Mei is supposed to kill the four Jedi, and one of them has to be without a weapon.
That's a good question.
And this is where I'm like, there is a whole, there has to be a prophecy with this. This is where the witch cult kind of comes in with it, where it makes sense.
Yeah, man. Three, it's just almost like any prophecy. Hopefully they don't Game of Thrones that shit, you know?
Jamie Lannister. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't actually matter. damn it.
Another interesting bit and question. And I do give the show credit for this, for throwing up these questions and this mystery, even though I think they could play this mystery a lot better. Why did Torben, the second Jedi that died, why did he take the poison?
Felt guilty? That's the only thing that comes to my mind.
Guilty of what?
Harvesting children.
I mean...
That's the only thing you think of.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
From their homes to make him Jedi. Like, oh, you're a Force user. All right, come with us. You must learn the Jedi Order. Maybe you felt guilty about doing something.
But why there, though? Maybe... I feel like there's more to Torben than we take. Like,
is poison not a weapon, or is poison considered a weapon?
Yeah, that's the confusing part too. Like, poison technically isn't a weapon, and she didn't do the weapon on him. She didn't force him to take the poison. He took it willingly. So that's another thing. Did he
kill him
without like, a weapon?
He took it willingly too. So it's like, that's where I throw like, that's where I get the loopholes of some of the story they're building. And that's where I struggle with the story.
Yeah.
Like, all right, is that done then? Or is this technically prophecy fulfilled? Why are we still focusing? Are we still supposed to focus on this prophecy? Is this one closed?
It's hard to like engage like what the actual mystery is, and like what's bad writing and what's like, in general, I think it is bad writing, but like, is this bad writing because they're just not really describing enough, or are they just purposely not describing enough because there are going to be more secrets revealed later? Like, that's the question I'm having. Like, is this purposely bad writing, or is this like purposely bad writing? Is it just bad writing, or is it bad writing plus they're intentionally not giving us information? Like, there's a lot of like things that are just weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things. That's kind of the only thing that's really keeping me intrigued, I'll be honest, because they didn't have those questions. I think I'd be out. They have these things that are like, I need to know. I got to know.
What's May's endgame?
May's endgame is an excellent question.
To kill the four Jedi, right?
Once she kills the four Jedi, what happens after that? Does she succeed in killing the four Jedi? I don't know.
But like, just in general, why is she killing the four Jedi? Like, Jedi, if she's the one who killed the witches, why kill the four Jedi?
The witches ask her to kill the Jedi? I don't know.
Maybe Torben is the one that's... Ooh. Torben's the guy in the mask.
Torben?
Torben.
Could be.
Torben's the one... He was Sith all along. He's the one who murdered everybody.
Playing along the game. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd make a good story.
It makes sense why you take the poison.
Yep.
I don't know if it changes the season, if it makes it better. Well, kind of. One of the first ones that maybe. What if it's all of them? Everyone except Soul.
Just a bad person. Yeah. I mean, I think May's endgame, when we think about May's character. I think the way they're looking at it, she's got to have a turn for basically the good side, or see the wrongdoings or the shortcomings. But no, is it too late for May? It's kind
of
the thing.
I think she's evil. They painted her as essentially a sadistic person.
Yeah, they definitely painted that.
Like, she's just torturing like living creatures for fun, and she locked her in and purposely like put the witch cult on fire. Unless there's something completely different about it.
She's the mother of the Sith. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Why is Osha even involved?
Because it's her twin sister.
I mean, it seems like it. And like, why did she leave the Order? Did they answer that question? They didn't answer that question, right? I don't recall.
Lack of Force powers and use, I guess, or something like that, or whatever it was, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't want to use them after what happened?
No, yeah, it was something like that she just didn't have... there was something that they said. It was, like, super short in one little sentence phrase. And they closed it off.
Wonderful.
Like that. It was like, I think episode 2, Soul was talking about it. When you were my young one, she's like, you have what it takes, but then whatever. She's like, whatever it was, something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the end of my questions. I don't have any more questions than that.
Yeah. The one thing about Osha is, like, she almost seems kind of pointless in this whole scenario. Like, why are they keeping her around? They know it's the twin now.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's
there for to be there.
Yeah. What's her purpose? Your twin's there. That's it.
Yep. That's her entire purpose at this moment, because I don't have a purpose for her. She doesn't have...
All right.
She's a techie, geeky person. And yeah, that was it.
My question is there a way they can turn this around?
I mean,
do they turn this around?
I mean, I'm hoping they turn it around. I'm hoping there's a good story arc at the end where it reveals all these secrets and we get some, like, whoa, epic.
They need a twist, I feel like.
They need a twist of some sort.
they need a twist that is actually brilliant. I think, like, if it is Torben, or if it's like a, let's say it's like a group of Sith, or a group of like the witches and this Jedi work together, and like it was a plot to like grow the Sith. Like, I think there is a potential story here that saves it. I don't think the anti-woke will ever like it. They can go fuck off. But like, yeah, the casual fans, to me and you, the like actual Star Wars fans who are going to watch Star Wars regardless, just because of the stories and the love of the universe, I think there's a potential story here with the mystery that they do have, even though I don't think this is that great of a mystery. Like, there is enough mystery here that if a beautiful twist arises from it, I think you can get us back in.
Yeah, I think so. If you get a good enough twist to pull us in, they'd be a little bit different. I think that's like one of the only things that could save it. They need a strong enough twist that makes a logical sense. It can't be something, it can't be weekly done. So if it's like a weekly done twist at the end or a slow fade twist, I don't think that'll work.
Right. But like, you're also trapped so too, because you can't, it would have to be, it can't be Jedi Order big. It would have to be very small. It can't be like Winter Soldier where like, haha, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s corrupt. You can't really do that with the Jedi. So it would have to be like a smaller cell incident.
Yeah, that's where I think they almost writer trapped themselves. And that's what I'm scared about if they did that. They wrote themselves into a small box and now they're going to try to break the box bigger?
Yeah, it seems like that's... They're definitely trapped a little bit. They wrote themselves
in a confined box and now it seems like they might want to just burst the box out.
Well...
But... Or is this just the story that we just need?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if... I think there is a way that they can write this where we get bought in. I just don't think it's going to happen.
The one question I have for you is, why do you think they decided to pump so much money into this film series, knowing what it was going to be about?
I think this was supposed to be the new era they dive into. I think the High Republic was supposed to be the first era that, like, the era that is anti-Skywalker. Like, it's the first... So I think that's what they were trying to do. And I think Catherine Kennedy, I think she liked this show. I think she thought this show was going to go places.
Gotcha.
But I don't, I question if like they understand what's a good Star Wars show. Because I do think like the fact that they did, like they have a whole new era. Like, I think they have like the sandbox they needed to be great. You got to write a good show, though.
Yeah.
But there is a trap, though, too. Like, it's only 100 years difference. You can't do anything earth-shattering. You can't do this huge thing that people just forget about. If you're doing Old Republic...
100 years before the Republic almost has to be a prequel to the Sith.
Hmm.
It's the only thing you really could do.
Showrunner... So the showrunner wants to... Leslie Headland, she wants to... do an Old Republic storyline. She wants to be one of the main people behind that. Do you want the showrunner to touch Star Wars again?
Nope. Not the moment.
I will reserve my judgment until after season one, because like I think
there's enough... Yeah, let me finish the season two, but...
There's enough stones to just be like, there might be something here. There might. I don't think so, but there might.
It's tough. You need to have a bought-in capture somewhere. I mean, I'm gonna say right now, if you just stopped today, that was like, oh, season one's over. I'm gonna be like, everybody that touched this project, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, don't ever touch a project again. Maybe keep Ewan McGregor, I guess, but
yeah, of course. Gotta
take all that has to. You guys need to write something that makes sense.
You got to write a good story. You can't. Yep. You can't just write a story assuming that we're gonna link it to Star Wars. Like, that's not how this works. Like, this isn't work. This didn't work for the MCU. It doesn't work for pretty much anything. You have to write a good story. You have to buy us in. And like, it's not hard. I don't think it's like that difficult to buy people in, but I will say it's harder than it was 20, 30 years ago. We have, this is what, the sixth Star Wars show, like live action Star Wars show. This is the sixth live action Star Wars show. You want us to buy in? You have to put in the work. You have to make us care about the characters. You have to have us care about the time period. Like, Game of Thrones is almost perfect, where like they go at a snail's pace the first season. But if you can get through that snail's pace of the first season, like, you're bought. You know the characters. You know the area. Like, you know.
You know what the story's going. You know what's happening. You know people's motivations and motives.
Mm-hmm.
You understand why they're doing what they're doing. Yeah.
Like, this is too casual, and it's almost, like, too casual that, like, even casual fans are just...
Yeah, they almost, yeah, that's our thing. They almost too casualitized. They almost spoon-fed it just completely. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest argument with it. You spoon-fed the whole thing.
It's network television.
Yep.
It's for the very dumbed-down audience. You're trying to get as much viewership without making something that's great. And, I am very frustrated by it, because, like, the ingredients are there. The cook sucks. No.
Yeah, the chef just didn't know how to make the omelet, man. He just put the stuff on in some weird order.
Like, this is too casual, and it's almost, like, too casual that, like, even casual fans are just...
Yeah, that's our thing. They almost too casualitized. They almost spoon-fed it just completely. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest argument with it. You spoon-fed the whole thing.
It's network television.
Yep.
It's for the very dumbed-down audience. You're trying to get as much viewership without making something that's great. And, I am very frustrated by it, because, like, the ingredients are there. The cook sucks. The chef
The chef just didn't know how to make the omelet, man. He just put the stuff on in some weird order and forgot to... left eggshells in the eggs, just put it all together and
they didn't make the eggs first.
Yeah, they burnt everything and then put the eggs on top.
if you're gonna make an omelet, you gotta make, like, the eggs are the most important part. Like, you have to buy the, you have to get the buy-in, you have to build the characters. What's, like, who's Soul, the main Jedi, like, what's his big, like, thing?
Yeah, where's he from? What's his backstory? What's his... Who are these characters?
What's his motivation? Yeah. You don't know. He's a Jedi.
I think was exactly what you said. Is it Star Wars show 100 years before, you know, the original prequel and the Sith, and then we bought us all in. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. It's going to be, we spent a lot of money on this. It's going to be great. It's a new era, new beginning without a beginning. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. All right. Let's finish up. Let's do our ratings and then we'll do MVPs. I don't really have much for MVPs, but I do have a rating. I'm switching it to, so originally I wrote 3-. I'm giving it a 2+. Like, I think we're there. I think it's a miss show that's, like, borderline good, but I don't think it's good.
Yeah, I got a 2 on it. So you got a 2+. I got a 2.
Yeah, I think there's potential.
There's enough potential to make something happen, and that's where it's at a 2 right now.
It's
because there's potentiality to it. There's a lot of these mysteries that we don't know, or maybe they just did close them off. We just had no idea that they were closed. But it's a 2 because it has the potential yet, and it's not like an absolutely horrid story or like, I'll never watch this.
It's watchable.
Yeah, you can watch it. It's fine.
It's not trash. It's a watchable story. It's... I want to like it. I want to buy it. Like, I'm writing up these mysteries. I want to be into it. I do. It's just, I can't. Like, it also sucks too. My ADHD brain is not paying attention during the show. That's another thing I know. Like, if I can't even get, like, my brain hooked into it other than episode 3, that's also a struggle too.
Yeah. That's kind of where I was at too. Like, it's getting hooked in to find the thing that's going to hook us all in. Mm-hmm. No beginning, I think, hurts, but that's why I give it a 2. I think if you wrote a better beginning, we'd be in a different story.
Just not worrying about plot so much and just getting us to know the characters.
Yep.
Like, slow it down, have us like these characters, have us present this mystery in a slow pace. Like, you don't need to, like, go planet hopping immediately to search people down. Like,
or not. Give us the same world we already know. Like, sometimes focusing on the one planet at the beginning of the story is just fine.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to people. You don't need to be planet to planet just because it is Star Wars. You can start at one planet.
Like, per episode, per season. Yeah. Fuck, you can have a whole show on one planet in one town.
Yep, season 1.
So,
MVP, I think we already said favorite character, May.
It's gotta be May. It's gotta be May.
Like, we gotta give it to somebody, and we're giving it to her. I think that's kind of where we're at with it. At least that's where I'm at with it.
May's a good choice for right now. I think when she acted out May, I think for some reason she had more of an attitude, and I kind of like that better. You just saw the acting become a little bit better with May. You felt the character a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I wish she
was there for some weird reason.
Yeah.
Soul, we don't know anything about.
I will say the first Jedi was pretty cool. I like her. I like that actress. She's really good.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was really cool, but then they killed her off. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, no. Jedi Wookiee? Oh, that'd be dope. Dead.
Jedi Wookiee also killed off screen. God damn it.
And I think we should be more...
The fact that they killed the Jedi Wookiee off screen, I think, is complete bullshit.
Maybe he's in on it, too?
Could be. I hope so. Wookiee. I hope they do something else with the Jedi
Wookiee. That's it. That's it.
You don't make a Jedi Wookiee, you kill him off screen, you never see that goddamn thing again.
You make him the Sith Wookiee. You make him the Overlord that they have to fight. Like, there it is. That's how they make it good.
I'll take it. I love it. I'd be in.
Well, I think that's it for the episode and definitely for the segment.
That was it. It's me, Hamario.
Alright, thanks, Donald. Thoughts with Donald about House of Dragons.
So me, I'm Mario. House of Dragons. All right, Jake, what do you want to know? You want to get my thoughts and feelings on the show?
Give me your first thoughts on season 2, episode 1, just the premiere.
I will tell you, it feels very Games of Thronesy, like what we used to know Games of Thrones style.
Yeah.
The whole conniving, the planning, all of that. The slow build and the moving of the characters and seeing how they're planning and going through their day. Like, there's something about it. It feels good. It feels great. And it feels like the Game of Thrones we used to know. And we act like if season 8 didn't exist and it's a new world, it's great. It's lovable.
I made a podcast about that. Or not, I keep calling pods TikTok. I keep switching them. I made a TikTok about this. I asked people how they thought about House of Dragons, the premiere. And my biggest takeaway when watching the premiere was, man, I miss Game of Thrones. I miss this feeling. Like, not that I need children to freaking get slaughtered for me to be like, but just just like the brutality, the thing, I didn't see it coming. It just... It's thrilling television.
The story is there, yeah.
And also, what I like about it, too, is we get a whole episode of just Rhaenyra grieving. Like, we get to see an actor grieving. We get people talking about what they're going to do next. Like, it's a slow build of a show that led to a great, like, moment where you're like, oh, shit, this is the catalyst that's going to make things explode. And Game of Thrones, House of Dragons, they do it so well. And
yeah, thank you. So good. The writers, all of that, the directors, the characters, the cast.
Like, after, like, Acolyte, with how generic and broad that show is in comparison to, and, like, The Boys just felt off when I first watched it, because, like, it was a lot really on the nose. Like, watching The House of Dragons was just refreshing, and the fact that, like, you know what? This is what I was expecting. I got what I was expecting. I was expecting greatness. I got greatness.
Political about this at all. They just went for what the story was. They focused entirely on the story, and that's it.
But the funny thing is...
Great.
The funny thing is, the show is great because it talks about politics, just not real world politics. It's about
It talks about
House of Dragons, Westeros politics, which is why it's amazing. I love this show for the political nature that it is, but it's not political in its divisiveness. Whereas, like, The Boys is teetering on that for this season, and they're definitely, like, you know, leaning in on the divisiveness of it. The Acolyte is also like. They also teeter too on, like, the divisiveness of, like, hey, our show is pro this, pro this, pro this. It's like, can you just write a decently good show? Like,
yeah, Game of Thrones, that's all they do. That's all they did, or that's all they seem to be doing, is just writing a good show and not,
like, you
worrying about this or that. We have, just writing the show.
It's we like, have two characters who are, like, uncle and niece. They're they're a married couple now.
And we're so totally okay
we're,
with it.
We're in for it. Like, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's well written. It's
perfect. Targaryen. Makes sense. Yep.
Like, you know, it's just, it works. Like, Game of Thrones is like, they're pushing so many different boundaries, but no one actually cares because it like works within the universe. They're not trying to send a message for our culture. They're just telling a good fucking story. And like, it's being open and inclusive in that story. So I don't know. Like, yeah. It was just refreshing. That's how I felt about it.
I'm loving it in the second season, two seasons in now, and I'm just like, it's Game of Thrones again. Fuck everything else, you know? That's what it was like with Game of Thrones too, you know?
Yeah, and I talked about this a little bit already. Season 3 has been announced, as well as a new Game of Thrones show, or at least a Song of Ice and Fire. I hate that it's Game of Thrones, because Game of Thrones is literally just the first book. But What is it? A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is what it's called. It's going to be on the tales of Sir Duncan and Egg, which I believe is a fictional story within the universe, but they might make it a real story. Who knows? I'm excited for it. I love this world. This world's exciting, and they can make it with the same like great writing style and like production value. If they could, especially if they can do Game of Thrones, the writing of the first like five seasons and the production style of like the last three. Oh yeah, we're golden.
We're in from some good shows. Like even how they ended the episode one, a slow build and ending like that. In season two, I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for again. Mm-hmm. This is great. They knew.
Yeah,
like, they got it. They nailed it. I love them.
I didn't think House of Dragons was going to be great when I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is great, almost for different reasons. Actually, House of Dragons was exactly what Game of Thrones season 8 and 7 should have been.
Yeah.
You just, instead of like, hey, we're going to rush everything together, like, just do time skips. Just time skip it.
Yep.
It would have made it for a better story, and yeah. But anyway, yeah, I think that's it.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Donald.